Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk about a couple of great programs, one in college, one in the NFL. LeVon Kirkland, who started Clemson back in the day in the 90s and was a second-round pick at the Steelers, made a couple of Pro Bowls there in Pittsburgh, 9 years there, All-Pro as well, season in Philly, a year in Seattle. And he is the host, one of the hosts on the Believe in Clemson podcast. Get a chance to talk some shop with an old school OG. LeVon, what's going on, man? LeVon Kirkland's in the house.
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's up, LeVon, man? Let's start with your alma mater. I mean, yeah. Trevor Lawrence, 5 weeks off, and he comes back at those for 400 bills. How angry or frustrated was this program? Because we heard what Dabo said with the Florida State, you know, situation where that game got canceled. And, you know, what was going on? What was behind that, at least from your perspective?
Well, I put it this way, and maybe you guys can relate to this. If you ever went out or were going to go out with a young lady, right?
Oh, okay.
And you
I like how this is going. You know, yeah,
it's, okay. It's about an hour drive from this young lady. And you get on the road and you're like, listen, are we still good?
Yeah.
She says, yes, we're still good.
So you I'm still driving.
You drive all the way down. You even call again and say, are we still good? Yeah, we're still good. So you get there, and she's not ready to go. She is canceling the date. Listen, something came up. I got to wash my dog, my hair. I can't do it. You're like, okay, because you really want to go on the date with this girl. And you say, okay, well, maybe we'll do it. Maybe we can do something tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
No. Me and my girlfriends are doing something. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to be here all weekend. Why don't we do like a Sunday brunch or something? No, I can't do it. Wouldn't you be a little bit upset?
Yeah, you get jilted. You get left, man.
Let me tell you something. LeVon, if I've got to ask her twice if she's still down for the date, then that's one time too many. And I'm making a U-turn.
Yeah, I'm getting back on the plane.
Right.
Well, you're a handsome guy. A guy like me, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm going to try to stick in there.
I got you.
And that's what it kind of felt like. I felt like that that game should have been played. I'm not sure what the ACC was really doing in that situation. They said it was okay. But I can understand Dabo's reaction to that. You're upset. You haven't played in a while. You still got that bitter taste in your mouth from Notre Dame. And you're thinking you're there in Tallahassee, and you think you're going to play, and you don't. And you give Florida State some options, and they still don't want to play. Yeah, you're going to be a little upset. So I really get where he was coming from.
Yeah, let's go back to that Notre Dame game, because it looks like, I mean, unless something happens with North Carolina, that it looks like it's going to be a rematch in the ACC championship. And I know you paid, you know, heavy attention, just like everybody did, to that game. And Trevor wasn't playing. It was DJ Uiagalelei, and he actually played really good. Does Trevor make that much of a difference in a game with Clemson and Notre Dame?
Well, he really does. And what he does is he affects both sides of the ball because of his poise and his ability. Clemson is a calmer team, and they're a team that really believes because of his resume as far as a player is concerned. Trevor has really done an amazing job ever since he started with Clemson his freshman year, led them to the national championship. There is a belief on that team when he's out there that good things are going to happen, that Clemson is going to score. And for the defense also, it really is an effect too, because you know that you got a trigger man like Trevor that can make it happen, and the defense seems to play a little bit better. Also noted in that game, you had Skowski and Tyler Davis that was also out. So the defense was a little vulnerable. Even though Clemson has a great amount of talent on their team, you take away three starters on the defense, and I don't care how much depth you have, that depth is not as good anymore because you don't have your starters in the game. So that game, I you don't really always want to create excuses, but sometimes you have explanation. You know, always, you know, people say don't do excuses, but sometimes you do have some reasons why it might have happened.
Yep.
And you look at that situation where they're missing not only Trevor Lawrence, but really also their three best receivers on that team. Are not playing. So even with all of that, you know, the Tigers really still played pretty decently. You know, just couldn't overcome. But Trevor adds a calm to that team when he's out there playing. And it was evident when they played against Pittsburgh. Trevor came out there, really no rush. And he played a tremendous game. So that's what you have when you have Trevor Lawrence in the lineup.
We're talking to Lavon Kirkland, former Clemson star, Steelers. We'll get a question in on the Steelers before we wrap it up, but we're talking a little Clemson football right now. And Lavon is the host of the Believe in Clemson podcast, 9 years in the NFL with the Steelers, 9 years, and a couple more Philly and Seattle, a couple of Pro Bowls and All-Pro. Your career, listen, I know you were coaching for a little bit as well with the Cards, so you've spanned a long time with an affiliation in the NFL. So we all know that Trevor Lawrence is awesome, and I think we all believe he's can't miss as much as can't miss exists. Who does he remind you of?
Wow. You know, funny story. I saw him before he even came to Clemson University. I do some football camps for rivals.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, he was in the Atlanta region, and he came to our five-star camp, and that's the one that you invite all the big dogs to. And I was just sitting there just kind of watching him throw the ball, and I'm telling you, man, I'm looking at somebody who's like, man, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Dan Marino in the way he throws the ball.
Wow.
Just his release. I mean, it was just so quick. So fast, and I really, you know, like sometimes you're looking at something and you don't believe it. Because this kid was in high school, I couldn't believe the way he was throwing the ball. I mean, it was so pinpoint. It was so crisp that it was, like, hard to believe that this kid was only a junior in high school. And then when he comes to Clemson, you see it all. So he reminds me a little bit, not really – the look or feel, but he kind of reminds me a little bit of Dan Marino the way he throws the ball. I think he's unique in a lot of ways of him, kind of his stature and how tall he is, his escapability. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Herbert that plays with the Chargers now.
Yeah, I can see that.
So that's kind of who he, if you want to say, what does he look like? That's what he looks like.
Or Sunshine.
Our sunshine with the long hair, yeah. My sister is crazy about Trevor, so
everybody is, right?
Yeah, he does a little bit of the sunshine thing. Yeah. I can imagine him walking on campus and what that must be like.
Oh, forget it.
But, I'll tell you what, he's not gonna have to call that girl twice. Or she's waiting for him.
No, she's coming too. She's coming to him.
That's true, T. She's coming to him.
Suckers like myself, yeah. He's probably got the girls carrying his book.
although he got engaged, so he's
right.
Off the market.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Hey, Lavon, let me
a little young if you ask me.
Yeah. They still want to carry his books. Yeah.
Lavon, let me ask you a down-the-road question, because we've speculated about this a little bit, and I know you've had some time with Dabo. You probably know a little bit about, you know, where his mindset is. Do you ever see him leaving college and going to the NFL?
Wow, they're going to have to give him a whole bunch of money. I don't really see him leaving and going to the NFL. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Clemson guy, but I just think that he has something going there. You know, he built his own castle. I mean, he really did. He has his own kingdom at Clemson. If you know anything about Clemson, it's really just a small community with a college attached to it. Just imagine that community with Microsoft there.
Yeah.
That's what
Clemson
has. It's a corporation within a very small town. So he's the king of that small town. And then also, I mean, he's really one of the best coaches in college football. And he has this machine going. I don't really see him leaving. And then also, there are guys who I think are more college, they're more for the college game as far as a coach is concerned. I don't see him in a locker room with a bunch of veterans, you know, dancing and doing his soapbox motivational speech to a bunch of veterans that have been in the league for like 11 years or, you know, 8 or 9, 10 years. I don't really see that happening, but
yep.
I think he's great for that young college guy who's maybe even a 4 or 5 star guy mm-hmm. that he's going to develop to being a superstar. I think he does that very well. And I'm just reminded of Tom Moore. When you have a good situation, you stay in that situation. You kind of ride it out. So I see him doing that. I see him just riding out
gotcha.
That situation,
gotcha.
Being like a Bobby Bowden who stays there for a
okay.
long time.
That'll be good.
And they may have to kick him out, but I don't really see him, you know, making that transition to going to the NFL.
Give us 30 seconds. That's Lavon Kirkland. 30 seconds. Your boys, you know, they're chasing perfection. I mean, there's still a lot of games to go here. But you think the Steelers can actually run the table?
I don't think so. I love the Steelers. I do. But if you've been in the NFL, it's just tough to go undefeated. You have a bad game here. Are you off a little bit? All the talent in the NFL, you know, comparatively, if you look at one team from another team, the talent level is really not that different. What's the difference? The difference is usually from the president, I mean, from the owner, the GM, to the head coach, to the players. If you play the Cincinnati Bengals, man, they got talented people. They could beat you on a bad night. So I think it's just difficult to go undefeated in the NFL, and I think that has been proven throughout the history of the NFL. But can it happen? Yeah, of course it can happen. But I like the Steelers a whole lot. I mean, I'm a part of the Steelers lineage, but I really don't see it.
Okay.
I think they're going to trip up at some point in time. It'll be cool to see them do it, though.
It's an honest answer. Hey, really good catching up. The host of the Believe in Clemson podcast, former Steeler, 9 years in Pittsburgh, couple of Pro Bowls, Lavon Kirkland. Nice chopping it up, buddy. Appreciate you. Happy holidays to you, Lavon.
Appreciate you, Lavon.
Hey, happy holidays to you guys, too. Have a great day, and thank you so much for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.